Thanks for tuning into The Revolution with Jim and Trev. Now, here's our catfishing guru, the proprietor of the Beanhole, and a man with over 250 pairs of overalls, Cat Daddy. Brought to you by Yamaha's proven off-road ATVs and side-by-side vehicles. Check them out at yamahamotorsports.com. Here are the boys.
Hey, we are back. We're talking chasing adventures on this week's show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I got that right, didn't I?
Yep.
Hey, and before the break, we had Chris Dorsey. What an interesting guy. 4-part interview with him. And man, he had a lot of things to say that none of them were good about us, though.
He said bad things about us, but not about Cat Daddy. And that is why we are in Topeka, Kansas, with the world-renowned catfishing expert, Mr. Cat Daddy. What is the catfish bite like right now?
Well, I tell you, boys, they're hot to trot. Hot to trot.
Ooh.
School's a baby shad up there. We've been catching small, medium-sized blue cats. Nothing great big like 60 or 70. But some damn good nice-eating, you know, blue cats right around 10, 15, 20 pounds.
Oh, that's a nice fish. Now, the thing is, they're going after this year's spawn?
Yeah, they're just baby shad, probably, I'd say about 2.5, 3 inches long. Man, the channel cats and the blue cats and even the flatheads, we've been catching a few small flatheads up in there. But it's kind of crazy because all that bait fish is up in that hot water shallow.
Mm-hmm.
And usually them blue cats aren't in that hot water this time of year.
Yeah.
Channel cats are, but the blues aren't. But they're thick in there now because them shad's everywhere.
Hey, Cat Daddy, I got to ask you this question. You get down in Oklahoma and you're going down the road and you see a lot of catfish heads on fence posts. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. A long time ago, we used to put them old flatheads and, you know, whack them off the fish and nail them up to the old wooden fence and, yeah, Mama used to get pretty mad at me, you know, put in my mother, because the stink was just terrible. But, boy, you could really show off what you caught then. Everybody be going down the alley looking and slowing down.
Yeah, but you live in town.
Well, my neighbors never liked it either, though.
They have no sense of humor.
So, Cat Daddy, if people want to get out on the water with you, obviously you're going to want to take your sunscreen, good libation, stay hydrated. Do you have anything available?
Don't forget the ice cold Pepsi, boys.
Right.
Yeah, I sure do. I got everything available for anybody who wants to go.
You bet. Hey, if you'd like to write old Cat Daddy and send him a picture of your beanhole, you can you can email him at catdaddy_1@msn.com.
Yeah, keep it PG.
Yes.
The old beanhole. Cat Daddy, where can we find you online?
www.catdaddyguideservices.com.
All right, this has been brought to you by Yamaha's proven off-road ATVs and side-by-side vehicles. Hop online, check them out, yamahamotorsports.com. Mr. Cat Daddy, God bless you. We love you, buddy.
The screaming beanhole, boys. The screaming beanhole.
Stay tuned. The Revolution with Jim and Trav will continue in a few moments. Hit up jimandtrav.com for lots of cool extras from the show.